Hello everyone, my name is Prakhar and I'm from Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh. From last, say, 1 or 2 years, there were many things revolving around my mind, be it related to personal health, maybe mental health mostly, to be precisely, or the current scenarios that are trending around the world. So I had many things in my mind which I wanted to broadcast to everyone. If I want to say something, so I used to post on WhatsApp status or Instagram status. But we have to type. If I have something in my mind, I have to type. So that would go around 4-5 pages minimum. So if I'm doing that, also people will not read that. People are not gonna read your 4-5 pages written in text and all without any graphics. So whatever I felt that was on internet is relatable to the scenario I used to post it. But that did not solve my problem. I was not able to convey convey anything that was into my mind. So recently, we are in 2020 in the month of May. And we all know that the coronavirus pandemic is just destroying everyone's life and all. But in this also, you might be watching on the news headlines, or you might be seeing a post on Instagram or WhatsApp status or anywhere on the social media platform about the positive effects of the coronavirus pandemic. More precisely, the positive effects of the lockdown that has been applied almost in every country in this world. So the positive effect, that is the climate changes, overall climate, air, water, land, everything. Someone is posting that they can see mountains from their place, which is 200 or 300 kilometers away from their place, which was not visible in their whole lifetime. The Holy Ganga has become pure like no one has ever seen before, and there is so much less pollution that I'm also experiencing that in this month, the month of May, the heat is almost 40 to 45 degrees Celsius on an average. It also goes sometimes to 50 or 55. But nowadays I am seeing that people are not using their air conditioners. Like, the climate is so good and it's so cool and pleasant that there is no need to use air conditioners. So after all these positive impacts, there was one thing that was revolving in my mind. The nature is healing itself, and we have literally ruined our nature from last 100, 200 years. We have ruined it very slowly and steadily. Everyone has ruined it in the past 10 or 15 years. It has went from bad to worse, and it was worsening. But in a matter of just 1 or 2 months, the pollution and all the climate changes, that all the positive impact that we are seeing around us is happening. So I thought that when the nature was at its best, I'm just 24 years old. I mean, I'm on this earth for the last 24 years only, and the nature has given us a lot. I mean, the nature has given the humans also their part, their role in this planet. The nature has given the birds, the animals, the reptiles, even trees, plants, water bodies, rivers, seas, everything. But in this duration of, let's say, 100 or 200 years, we have done very wrong with the nature. I mean, seriously, we have done very, very wrong. And now that we are able to experience such positive impacts on our environment, the irony is that we are not able to take advantage of it. Advantage as in, we have fresh air, no pollution, nothing, but we have to put on the masks. We have cleaner roads, no pollution, but we can't go out of our home. We have pure Ganga, I mean, pure as it was before 80 or 100 years, but we are not able to take holy bath in it, or we are not able to drink it. People say that it has been cleaned up to so extent that it is drinkable. You can easily just take a glass, put into the river and just drink it. But we are not able to do that. So I was just sitting and all the scenario was revolving around my mind, and I came up with a story. So the story was, there was a kingdom, and if there is a kingdom, there obviously is a king. So the king had 3 sons. So his kingdom was very it has everything that a human being needs, everything. It was very prosperous, everything was there. So he had 3 sons. One day he decided that I should divide all the kingdom into 3 parts and give all his 3 sons equally. The motive behind partitioning his kingdom into 3 and giving the parts to their son was to teach them to manage the kingdom, to manage their part, as well as he had asked their son to manage in such a way that you are also able to use it and you make it available for your future generation also. So in a way, he has to take advantage of all that has been provided to the son and sons in a very sustainable manner. So after this, the king's heirs were very happy that they have got their part. So the first son was, let's say, the eldest one. He was very greedy. Greedy as in, he had, he wanted that the possessions that he had must be with him, as well as he wanted to have the possessions of his younger brother also. He was greedy in such a way, and he was not able to handle his kingdom just the way his father wanted. He was just ruining it. He was using it for himself. There was no scope for sustainable management, and he was using all the resources. I mean, from good fruits to the luxuries to the materialistic thing, from water, land, everything, he was not using it in a very proper manner. So then comes the second one, the second son. So he was not really as the first one, but he was a kind of person that he had that kind of habit that he should consume all the resources himself, and he should not leave it for the future generations. And he was also not doing up to the mark. He was not doing good up to the mark. The third son, the younger one, was not so greedy. He knew that he will manage his kingdom in such a way that he is able to make it available for the future generation. He was using it very efficiently, and he was enjoying the resources very well. I mean, he was enjoying it only the way his father wanted, the king wanted. So all these things were happening after many years of the partitioning. So one day the king saw that his first and the second son has almost ruined his kingdom, and they had nothing left, in terms of resources and the luxuries for the future generation. But his third son was doing good. So one day he decided to take back the parts, the kingdom, and from all his three sons. But on the other hand, he was also thinking that it would be it would be unfair to the younger one, because he was doing it in a very good way. If it was only about the first and the second one, then it was fair enough. But it was unfair for the third one to, grab the kingdom back from him. So the queen explained to the king that you should punish them equally. So the result would be that the first and the second son would get a lesson. They would learn a lesson. They would learn a lesson. And the third son was automatically so intelligent in terms of everything. I mean, he was mature enough. If he was handling the kingdom and using the resources in a very efficient way, then he could handle the punishment that you are giving. So the punishment was basically that the king brought grabbed the kingdoms from all his three sons, and he put three of them in cells, in jails, and provided only limited resources to all three of them. Limited resources in terms of food, in terms of luxury, in terms of water, in terms of everything. So the younger one was actually enjoying it, because he was already utilizing that much only when he had everything. But the first and the second son of the king were having a difficult time, and because they were on their own, they were not using the resources in an efficient way, and now they are getting limited resources. So they were almost frustrated in that cell, and years and years passed. Gradually first and the second son also realized that if I had respected the resources that his father, that their father gave to them, the kingdom freedom that their father gave to them. So the situation would be very different that it was present at present, that the situation what was at the present. So the first and the second son also realized it, that they should have respected the responsibility that was given by the king and the resources also. So that's the same scenario that is happening with us. God has given us everything that is up to our need. God hasn't given us anything that we want, anything as a greed. So it was a very, you know, basic story that was in my mind, I mean, which would relate the current scenario. If we people would have respected the nature, used all the resources in a very efficient manner, we would have not spoiled it, we would have not polluted it, we would have not, you know, just we have done very bad things to our nature. And God is now laughing at us, and he's laughing from the sky, and he's saying that now my nature is healing and it is becoming the way it as I want it, and you people are only getting the resources that you need. Just relate it. We are getting the resources, we are getting the grains, we are getting the cereals, we are getting milk, we are getting enough food, we are getting, we have a balcony, we have a shelter, we have clothes, we have enough for our need. So that was the moral of the story, that God has given us enough for our need, but God hasn't given us enough for our greed. And here I want to conclude my story, that even when the lockdown ends tomorrow, or if it is ending a month or a year later also, we should realize that we have to use the resources provided by God in a very efficient manner. We should take care of our nature, we should take care of our surroundings. Everything, we should use it in a very sustainable manner. We have to keep this earth alive for our future generations also. So I'm concluding my story here. I have many things revolving around my mind. It was just related to coronavirus scenario. I have many things related to politics, related to mental diseases, I mean, anything. It was my first podcast I had. I mean, I just took the mic and I started speaking at midnight, just out of nowhere. I just thought that I should speak out whatever is in my mind, whatever is in my heart. I cannot type it. No, the thing is that I can type it. Nowadays, people have no time to, you know, they are getting bored of reading the text. 4 or 5 pages text, they just scroll. Alright, hope I get a positive response from you people. I'll be coming back with my next podcast. Hope I'll be improving everything in terms of everything. Thank you, bye bye. Thank you.